Hey ladies, welcome back to the Minister CEO podcast. Today I want to talk about possessing the marketplace using Joshua's strategy in the Bible. One of the things that God has been really teaching me this year is about using strategies from the Bible to help us conquer and to pursue the vision that he has given us, to take what is been given to us through and what has been promised to us through his word. God has promised us a lot of things, and one of the things that he has promised us is to give us wealth and to give us influence in the marketplace. And so one of the things that I have been studying recently is how to possess the marketplace using Joshua's strategy. Now for me, I understand that when God gives us a vision, he gives it to us for a specific time and season. And this year, 2024, is the year in which God is calling many of us to the marketplace to do the work of ministry in the marketplace. While some of us may not know what it is that God is calling us to do specifically, I hope that in teaching you this strategy, that you will be able to take the action that you need to take and move forward in the confidence and the clarity that God is using you and wants to use you in the marketplace. The first strategy that God gave me is seek him on what to do. That is most important to building a marketplace ministry and building it the right way. If we do not build it on the right foundation, which is the word of God, which is God, and which is the foundation in which God wants us to teach other people how to build, can only be done if we first have a relationship with God. And that is knowing God for yourself, knowing how to hear from him for yourself, knowing how to understand and grasp the concept of his word for yourself. Because without God, nothing is possible. But with him, all things are possible. So when we step out and as we take hold of the promise that God has given us to not only have influence, but also build wealth in the marketplace, we have to first seek God on what to do. It takes time to build a relationship with God. But if you are willing to build that relationship with God from the very beginning, then you are going to set the foundation in which you can build your ministry on in the marketplace. Now, the ways that I have found help me is to build a relationship with God and to seek him on what to do is first have a routine and a lifestyle of praying and fasting. Praying and fasting has been something that I have built and I have started to establish as a routine throughout my life. Whether that is I'm praying or fasting for different areas in my life, my business or my ministry, incorporating that strategy has helped me to hear God clearly. It has helped me to get a clear vision on what God wants me to do. It has helped me to get direction and clarity and confidence in what he wants me to do and whether I need to move forward in something, whether I need to stop doing something, or whether I need to start doing something. And so this comes by praying to God, seeking him for what to do. It says in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, what he wants you to do. If you read it in the Children's Standard Version, and everything else will be added or given to you. Everything that you need or want, it will be given to you if you first seek him and what he wants you to do. Because sometimes we can go and move forward on our own will and our own plans and our own desires and forget to include God in the process. Now, God does speak in multiple different ways. And in the Old Testament, God spoke specifically to dreams by night and visions by day. But he also spoke to audible voice. Now, many of us may not receive all of them or some of them, but there are other ways that God speaks. God speaks through the unction of the Holy Spirit. He gives us a sixth sense, an impression, an image in our mind, and that's a vision. and a dream where God gives you a insight into what will and what is to come, a future forecast of what he wants and what he's doing. And these are ways that God will speak to us. But if we do not take the time to listen and allow God to communicate what he wants us to do and how he wants us to do it, and where he wants us to go and what he wants us to do, then we will not be able to move forward and conquer the land and possess the marketplace. Hearing God for yourself is a key to building the right ministry, the right thing in the marketplace. It's key to knowing and understanding, being able to discern your prophetic senses so that you can hear God and know that God is speaking to you. This is through prophetic listening, using your senses, whether you are a feeler, a hearer, a seer, or a knower. Coming into that awareness that these are gifts that God has given you to be able to hear from him and to know that he is speaking, you can then move forward in what it is that God has called you to do. Now, the other one is studying his word. If you do not know God for yourself, how are you supposed to be able to discern his voice? If you do not know his character, if you do not know how God and what God is capable of and the promises that he has set before us to be able to step in and possess the land. Now, God gives us these promises. He uses the word, the scripture, the different Bibles, the different books in the Bible to give us correct direction, to bring us into the knowledge of who he is. But if we do not first study his word and pray and seek his face, then we won't be able to get the strategy that we need to move forward and to take action. Which leads on to my next point is write your plan of action. What is God saying? What direction does God want you to take? What is the blueprint, the framework, the strategy that he wants you to use? What is it that he has communicated to you through prayer and fasting, through studying his word, that he wants you to do? And when you've written it down, know that this is something that you're going to have to continue to go back to. When you're getting weary, when you are unsure on what it is that God is doing, come back to this strategy, come back to this framework, because it's going to encourage you and it's going to equip you for what it is that God has for you. And as you step in and as you do what it is that God has called you to do, continue to use this spiritual framework and battle plan to go forth and multiply and possess the land for the glory of God. After you have seek God on what to do, the next step is to prepare for battle. So many of us are not prepared mentally, emotionally, for what it is that we are about to possess. If we are being called to the marketplace to do the work of ministry, then we need to be prepared. Just like how God prepared Joshua, he said, be strong and courageous. That means he encouraged him through affirmation, godly affirmation, through his word, that he will conquer the land and that he will possess it. If he trusted God, if he put his trust in God, if he put his faith in God, that he would possess the land. And that came through spending time in his word and speaking it and meditating in it daily. Godly affirmations is taking scripture and speaking it over yourself, meditating it on daily, so that when it's time to take action, you are prepared for what it is that God has called you to conquer. First of all, you have to be able to conquer the mind, your mental and emotional strongholds that may be keeping you from possessing and taking the land. because sometimes we don't know that we are speaking negativity, that we're allowing the lies and the negativity of the enemy or other people to infiltrate and cause us to have doubt, to walk in unbelief and to be wary. It says in God's word that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So what you speak and what you meditate on will either give you the strength to move forward, or it will cause you to be unproductive and take no action. And that is something that is going to hinder a lot of us if we do not prepare our battle plan. If we do not prepare the battle plan for the next move, for possessing the marketplace, we are going to lose faith. We're going to lose interest. We're going to lose confidence. And that is something that steals a lot of people's joy. That is something that if we do not prepare for it, we will not be able to overcome it. And we will not be able to step in and possess the land in which God has given us the promise to be fruitful and multiply. If we do not first prepare our mind and our body for what it is that God has called us to build. After you have seek God on what to do and then prepared for the battle in which you are going to have to encounter to possess the land, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, the next step is to do your market research, Spiderland. This is something that many of us are going to have to do as we step into the marketplace, as we get a understanding of the land. That comes through market research. When we look at what other people are doing in the marketplace and seeing what they're doing or not doing to meet the needs of your target audience, you will end up creating a report, a plan of what it is that you could do moving forward. And with anything that you do, take it back to God. Because one of the things that we all have to do as Christians is to take what we see and what we are gaining or gleaning from the marketplace to God so that he can instruct us on what to do next. If we do not first go to God through prayer and take what we know to him to get clarity and direction, we will end up pursuing a path that we were never meant to pursue. Because at the end of the day, God has a vision and knows where he wants to take you and what he wants you and how he wants you to accomplish it and what he wants you to accomplish in the marketplace. If we see what other people are doing and we get an understanding of what they are lacking and what they are not bringing to the marketplace, having that in mind and going to God will give you even more clarity and confirmation to move forward. So before you move on and take action, is to do your market research and seek God on the plan he wants for you to do and take action. Once you have done this and you've gone to God and you have seeked him on how you should move forward in the marketplace, the next step is to create a plan of action. And this is a blueprint or framework for how God wants you to conquer the marketplace within your sphere of influence. Now, after you've done your research and you spy the land, you've studied what other people are doing and how they're doing it and how they're not doing it, God, when you go to God in prayer, he will give you a plan of action to conquer the land. He will give you a plan of how to move forward, what your next steps are. This could be next steps for the next 3 months, the next 30 days. It can be for the next 12 months. However God reveals it to you and whatever instructions he gives you, write it down. One of the things that I have become a perfectionist at is writing things down, because many of us think that we can remember something and we can hold it in our memory. And then when it comes to taking action, we do not know what God wants us to do, or we are not clear on the instructions because we have tried to memorize it without writing it down. because the only way to memorize something is to write it down and to continue to speak it and recite it and to meditate on it. And so if you are somebody who is trying to do it a way that is not going to be successful and is going to just open a door for you to lose faith and lose that stamina to move forward, write it down. Write down what God says to you. Create that plan of action and start to implement those strategies that God gives you. When God has given you these strategies and when he has given you a plan of action, the next step is to take dominion and subdue the marketplace. This is by launching the vision, launching the ministry that God has given you. Go out there, create the products, create the services, build the platform, and attract the people who you're called to serve. Build your online presence. There are things that you need to do to take dominion. There are strategies you need to implement. And then there are systems that you need to create in order to continue to subdue and to take authority in the area in which God has called you to. However God has called you to take dominion and subdue the marketplace, trust that God is the way to possessing the land, possessing the marketplace, and the vision that he has given you, the strategy, the formula, the framework, the blueprint he has given you to do this is exactly the one you need to follow. And I encourage you, be careful not to be led astray to do it somebody else's way, but to trust the way that God has called you to do it. As I wrap up this message, I just want to encourage you that as you go forth to possess the marketplace God's way, that you will first seek him on what to do. You prepare yourself mentally for the battle ahead. Do your market research by understanding and creating a report for you to take back to God to seek then a plan of action to conquer the marketplace within your sphere of influence. And then you can take dominion and subdue. I hope this message blessed you, and I'll see you in the next episode.